you avoided basically the whole year because you weren't learning it directly. It is in Siman Resh Aleph, the very, very end. Sif Ayin Hey. The Ramos is as follows. The Mechaber says, can't have a hot mikveh. Ramos Yesh Mekilim. You have hot mikvahs. You should be machmir, or love a mokash, and nogal lehokal. I think the whole world is nogal lehokal. They say, I think, about the Alter Rebbe, that he was machmir this, and he said he's going to get olam haba for it. Something like that. Okay. Ula'achar atfilim imeh mikvah ksheim muteres likonis lemerchas teshis techamim atzma. And she was going to a cold mikvah. She was going to a hot bath. Avalach zel dirchots achakach yesh osrim v'chein nagu. Interesting. Interesting. What's the shaila? So the Shach quotes, Shal yomru ha-merchatsu v'tara t'mo ha-tvila v'yitar v'merchats l'chud. A disaster. Now, the Ramah didn't make it up out of clear blue sky. It has a very, very impeccable source. The question, of course, does it apply in our situation? It's always the question. The source is a Mordechai, name of the Rashbat. All right, Tov Shin Nun. Let's take a look. You see what his source is. Also impeccable. But again, the fact that it's impeccable doesn't mean it's true, the halach. Here we go. Tosav Ravya, Shamati Koratagar, Umelizan Abonos Yisrael Atovlos, and Nichlasu Achar Atfila Bemerchots, Vchen Kosav Nami Rabbeinu Shabbat, the Lo Osa Lo Tvila, whoo! Vrayosim Yudches Dvorim Shigazal Habor Rosha Ruba Maim Shuvim, the Achar Tvila, Shem Sheo Melo Elimitarim El Elimitarim. Rashi is our Pirish Hossam, Aborosha Rubu Mat Shuvim Bobayom Shal Tvila. Period. Uvan Yusin Nirali, Lo Nifsa Tvila, the Korvad Arbena, the Tvila the Chatchila Yechol Nirchos Bosa Tvila, the altar. The Higzer less out of the Gozu Tumala Maima Shaposim Hodam Shatova Kvar Vinitar, the Chain Pirish Rashi, Zalamasha Mikan, Shodam Shalosla Tvila, the Higozru Al Odam Shakibu Tuma. Afal Pishein Mashkin Matami Odom. Hanimilim Tlisla Truma. Oh, good morning. Only for Truma. Kidithnan, the other person is a Truma. Aval Chulin Lo Gozru. Ubalas Chulin. Come on. The whole thing is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's wrong. Valiya Edra Nira. The Bemechatzol Shalonu Shalzea. Lekam Adapolik the Shari. I feel the Chatchila. I feel the Truma Lo Gozru. Wow. Oh, that's what we're talking about. But just once we're here, of course, I've been a Shim Shum Yishans. Shayisa Rotel Lahata Lamali Mikvah Mayim Chamel Lachabu Lanobish Vaferas Anod Vedavaz Aroyal Lesser Yosef Mishim Gzeres Merchat Sos. Of course, over here, Lil Taman Al Gabi Klicheres Vetitpo Gzeres Merchat Sos. Ani Shamati En Yodea Mimori Rabbein Atam Atzmo O Mimori Rabbein HaKodosh. There's a Rashbi Shantz. Who was Mori HaKadosh? Who?
The
Ri. You was a Kadosh?
Rashbi Shantz was the Ri.
Yeah, but was he a Kadosh? His son was a Kadosh. Rabbeinu Elchanan, the son of the Ri was a Kadosh. Maybe he was also a Rebbe. Did his work out? I thought Rabbeinu Elchanan was the one. The Mordechai himself was a Kadosh. You know, we think, you know, what can I say? Shemikveh echad shememchamemos hanoshim yoram malei amayim el mashlichos lemikveh lechamel bimos achorav. Also, I'm Rabbi Natan. Don't tell me chametzver is different. The Kohen Gadol was an istis mechamelo chamin. the famous Sukkot at Gemara. No, be mikdash, also be gvulim, be rabbanan, ashashis, yeah, and shuvas be mikdash. Not only hilchos Shabbos, also shuvas be mikdash. Even hilchos these things are, and shuvas be mikdash. Adkan. Matzasi me'ari Rav Yitzchak Mivina. That's the Oros Arua. Hit the lid below Chamei Tver. Chamei Tver, pshita. That's what it says. Adkan. So fascinating. This made it into the Rambam. And the question, of course, becomes, the Vilna Gaon doesn't like it at all. The Vilna Gaon, right here on this spot, on this Ramah, it comes from where? Perakama de Shabbos, Taf Yudal, Barosh Ruvah, Shabbatchila, Matarim, Mashiach Anazir, for Cholgolov, the Gzeir of the Shom, and the Truma, Sheetam of the Truma, Medivere Sofim, Al Tfilas, Alos, Laf, the Truma, Shem Shah, Kamiyam, and Main Tzorah, Haram Shemesh, V'chein Torah v'chulei. Chol shem l'bayla l'ba l'chulenu. In yikavon ha-shum imara shem l'chulei b'adu l'chuma. V'ur chagigit af yotes. So the Vilna Gaon thinks the whole thing is not true. And that's what we pass him. B'pashas we pass that way. L'halacha. Does anyone disagree today? Yes. There were those who are still strict. Even today. So that's why I pulled out the Sefer. We're still learning the Sefer. Tara Kilchosa. Here we go. Ey, Leisha Lirchos Menachar Tvila. Avliachan Bebesa Mutla Lirchos. What kind of compromise is this? He quotes the Rambah, and he says, V'chein Noagu. Comes to Ozu Ragodol. Truma, be a grot, is not. And as a poskim, Shulchan Aruch, ain't Shulchan Hacha Bazet, Mechaber doesn't mention it at all, I guess it's Svardin. She gets home, it's okay. Who said so? Sheva the lady. Hatam, Shali Acha, Shehigia Lebesa, Ubala Nogea, Bo. Once he just touches her, Muchacha Mavura, Shamikvu, Ametar, Vishiv Lo Yitu Loma Shamercha Shacha Metar. Oh. He has to touch her first. If he's not home, she can't take a shower. It also says, nah, the other Rishon never mentioned it. And it says, Samach Latvila. Ein lach mi yose mi yizel. Lach ashe zek first, lo samach. She went home. When Terez Rezin and her husband is not home. Chut shani, kosav. Sheke shalo osekes betvila, muteres lirchotz. Lachain im yose mi beis atvila, kvar muteres lirchotz. Shlomo Zalman, it's close to the same with Mara Cohen. Rak b'mikvech m'mizeh. M'shegiyah l'beisim m'ter ha'sluchal sh'v'ikar. That's the mekilim. Okay, just want to, you know, it's in the Sefer. Now we go to a few things over here. Page Kuf Nun Hei. It goes back to the very beginning. The Zichron Yosef. This is something amazing, which, if not for him, I wouldn't even know. Have you ever seen the Zichron Yosef? Did we ever see the Zichron Yosef on the I don't know if we put on the board. Yeah?
What
do we think
that you should be machmir, like the
Tarek Fukasa? No, it goes home, it's good enough. The truth is to take a shower in the mikvah itself, it's not even right. People are online. Yeah? She wants to take a shower right away, you know? It used to be when they had a lot of chlorine in the mikvah. You understand more? They don't use chlorine anymore, but they're using something else. I only go every Yom Kippur or Shana. Used to come out back from the swimming pool with chlorine 40 years ago. Nah. The new things now, they bromide. I'm not sure what they're using. But it doesn't. There's no smell, so you don't need a shower right away. Okay. Zichron Yosef. Quote in Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkot Nalef. Mashem makpedos alav in the famim b'chotzitz rakim zale itim b'zumonos tabas shemuridot b'shas lisha. For example, not a problem. Terem Nevada B'Yosef, they're going to disagree with him. Chasam Sofer says, no. No to Yehuda, not sure. Kivega, fine. Pesach Shiva's make, fine. But what does he say? Kamja Moshe, famous, if he's this, we did see, who explains his word. Ein achilik ben makpedes is man mu'at, ben makpedes is man merubah. And the Beidava Sheyachol Diyos B'chol Zman Kalisha Rachafifa Shebechol Eis Shechol Asas Lachbim. Beidava Sheostis B'zman Mesuyam. V'afil Mil Asir Diyos B'ek Neim. Kevach is a Zman Mugbal Lo Yachol Diyos B'chol Eis Lo Choshem Kedava Shemak Pira Lo Lefam Lo Chotzitz. All of this Moshe Shekol Dova Sheish Zman Kavu Alak Padoso Ein Chotzitz V'afil Mil Asir Diyos B'zman Korov. You have a cast, you'll take it off tomorrow. But you can't come till tomorrow. It's not a problem. The Kevin Shuk Esau Yachal is Rakash Matzah Shalach Pod, and Melech Esau is a Matzah Shalach Pod. Oh, no, the Chorah. But Moshe says over there, you can have the Tigris, this is we saw the very first day. Achakira Yesoidis. What's the heker? What's the heter of Eina Makbid? Right? Is the Pshah Bittel Aguf? Or Maspik Shamayim Nogim Bechelim Aguf? Get the kind in Tfilah B'lchol Aguf V'shakol Aguf V'omayim. This we saw so much. Tony was Moshe. She named Moshe Mitzav Bittel Laguf. You cannot learn like the Bittel Zichron Yosef. Why? Even for later on. You can't say it's Bittel Laguf. You're going to take it off later on? Must be the other pshat. It's kind of a tefillah, which comes in the gear of a man with a chalk aguf. Period. Only one problem. But Moshe did not have the Zichron Yosef. He only had the Pesach Tshuva. Watch this. He quotes the Zichron Yosef, which I never saw. I don't think we ever saw this. Now I'm seeing it for the first time. This is a quote. Despite Rav Moshe, he used this for a bit laguf. The Vada is a quotation. The Vada atam the rubo she'eno makbid u'miyat ha-makbid she'eno chotetz v'na Torah mishum. The also adover chotetz came and the eno rubo or the eno makbidov mechshev kegufo u'pesoro mamish v'keiv and the kegufo mamish harayesh kan b'yas v'amal gufo mamish. Against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said if you hold this svara you can't tell it, but he himself said the exact same svara. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Parentheses. Lo hoyel lefnei ha'gris Moshe Zichron Yosef El Samech HaMashahu B'Pesachet Shuvah. Father, what is Zichron Yosef? Not everybody's library. Oh. So v'yeh shebiru v'zichron Yosef y'ofan acher. Oh, but who? Shemischashin b'dava shemakpida lefamim rak im shemakpida. Listen carefully. Nimtseis female. Nimtseis. But also massive kamo achshav. The oz and nekshav sheisha zu makpedes. Kalisha she'ed a matav shona b'isha. Ava le makpedes she b'matav shona kibuleda. Oz nimtsa shehi b'matav regil zeh matav shena makpedes. You know what reminds me of? The Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe Chatzitza says, is it the same matzah or is it different? Not except sofer. This reminds you of that, except not talking about the chefsa, talking about the gavra. Oh, this is going to be a disaster for us. If you have mahalach hazeh, gam dover sheyesh man kavu lakpadosom, and makpadom megiyim b'matzah v'regil, or is it sivu lakatzitza gam achshav, umeidach, gam dover shakpadom olav yechol yisrachash b'chol eis, and makpadom tagiyah rak b'shinu yamazah shal isha, and it's an echshav nakpedes ki b'matzah v'achshavi lo nakpedes halzeh. Nafkamina Tsuma! If Rav Moshe is right or not. Rav Moshe goes on and says, he's mate, for example, temporary fillings. He needs to come out tomorrow. Doesn't matter. That's Rav Moshe's shot. But according to Fidar Kenu, Eila Tir Stimos Manios Mitam Zet. You're there, Terim, right? And if we replace it, da 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 da. But this is not a Svara. Kevin Shakol Mashahita Zichron Yosef said Vermin Shlomakpida Alem Bizman Shaisha Nimtseis of Matsav Acher. Avakpora Siddis Alastima Shainam Chaisha Batsav Acher. The Bechidus Manatipul Vemela Avshaz Man Chatsuv Shah Bechosha Makpedes. Oh my goodness. Then he writes as follows Zel Tam Nochon Volonita Nashirun Vizel Kavanoso of the Zichron Yosef of Yosaiti. For Afim Eda Kavanos, okay. And Moshe was worried. He didn't have it. You call him a Kovotam Nochon. So Moshe already was worried that he might have the wrong pshat, which he does in the Zichron Yosef. So he'll be in English Moshe. Ula Maisa. B'shari Tfilah Kosov Shlomo Zalman every Yosher. Didn't want to rely on this Svaro Zman Kosov by Shtima Shinayim. And the Chutz Shoner of Nisna Kavelis also didn't want to rely upon it. I'm not called, you don't know, if 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 you don't know, שדובר שמקפיד עליו בזמן שהיא במצב אחר איננו נחשב למקבל כאיסי תוכן שהסכים הפוסקים להתר. What does that mean? What does that mean? When שתים לשיניים, she's in a different מצב? Yoshev's Kovitz Shuvitz, he says, what about something she's only makbel when she goes to a wedding? It's not a chatzitza. Ulama Sarach Lomar, שחושב כשהולך לסחסנה, כנמצאת במצב אחר. Huh? Huh? Goes to a wedding, she's a different person. Going to a wedding. וכאן מודיעין על הצבור של רן יוסף, שבמוס הישן הרגילים, שמצב רגיל לידי מקפרס על זה. Whoa. What about stimo? What about cavities? It's a מצב אחר? I don't know. He says they're not matter. They're not matter. They hold like a mush. They hold a mush is wrong. Because if we're right, bezman she be matzav acher, maybe it could be makel. What changes? Her body changes when you take out the filling, put a new filling. What? Really? I don't think so. I have to ask a dentist. The way he's assuming, why did he put in the permanent filling at the beginning? For some reason, she wasn't ready yet. So therefore, a body change. That's really the reason? Really? That doesn't sound right to me. Let's get dentist. I'm not sure what the other way I'm going to do.
Huh? Reason you don't put in the permanent filling, so it has to fit the cavity. It has to fit the place to put it in. They have to make it based on your teeth.
Well, so maybe something does change. No, but the change is before the temporary filling. When does it change? Before the filling? Right?
Nothing changes. It's just the dentist has to make the filling to fit your teeth.
Oh, so first he drills. Now he sees. Oh, so then he puts in temporary and he makes it permanent. So there's no change on your body. So I don't know. So what's he didn't go to dental school, or I don't know what. I don't understand what he's saying. Fine. They drill more after.
They drill more after. That's changed.
If they drill more after, then it'd be red. Okay, maybe. I gotta speak to a dentist. This is serious stuff. Okay. And he quotes the Rambam, fascinating. Simin Kuf Sadi Ches Sif Chaf. You've been there before. Okay. He says, you know, a fingernail itself is not a chatzitz. Figure this out. And that, what does the Ramos say? Miu calls it dafka shein soa botzik takt mishasa tova. Umeachas shekvar nogu litola sipronayim afilin sipor and achas nisha biyoda betovla tricha tfila acheres v'chein noa. Huh? That's the Ramos. That's the Ramos. So, what do you see? That one fingernail is more kal than 10 fingernails. Afilu. Correct? So he quotes over here in page Kufpei, which we've seen already in its original. Almost finished with the Sefer. Kufpei. Yeah. Listen carefully. He quotes the Sidrei Tara. You see from this Ramah that the Taz is right. Taz is right. It's only a question of lichluch. So therefore, one is less of a problem than 10. But there are those who say that one is worse. But who says? Evan Yisrael. That's a Yisraelic official. And the Stavi Levushi Oz. That's a Rosh Bilarbach. Sidrei Tara. The Taz is right. Why? Oh, Ramoyech Rab Mishchok Mitzipor Nachas, etc., etc. It's a kula Mitzipor Nachas. You see that the Taz is right. Pashtus. But if you hold like a Kashach on the Ravan, maybe Tzipor Nachas is worse. Is worse. That's true. It is worse. But the Pashup Shah, we don't pass on that way. Oh. Now we go to page Kuf Pei Dalet. Come to the very end here. Kuf Pei Dalet. He quotes a Sefer Tiferes Tzvi. Fascinating. Kol, what happens? People go to mikvah b'sofik. Either a sofik in the Mara, or a sofik in the Chatzitza. Do you make a bracha or not? It's a bracha levatol. Teferes Tzvi is a chiddush. Kol matzav bo b'yishar tovela safilin b'sofik, yichol levorach al tvilasa. Why? The cave on Shat Torah, Moshat Tmeya Tidbol, lo yichbaslan Shat Tmeya b'sofik, Sof sof, dina shet tmeya, for shabbat mitzvah betvila. How do you like that? I like that. I say that for a different reason. Because if you will not tell her to make a bracha, it can lead to a zilzul. You know? Lahavdil elef avdolos. Like, people don't sit in the sukkah shmini atzeres. The Gemara says, because usl is a zulibet. Yontav Sheni, that now there's the 1.5 days leads to the 1 day, which leads to 1 day in America. I think I told you that, though. They come back and they tell you that story. My son Rafal told me, Abba, he was first there in 1990, the tooth in Cambry Avenue. People kept 2 days. And gradually it went to 1.5 days. And then it went to 1 day. He said, Abba, if you're onto something, you're going to keep 1 day in America. America? What? Reform Judaism? He's right. People can't get a ticket. I was thinking of coming back Motzi Pesach. Pesach over on Tuesday. Couldn't get a ticket until the following Monday. You know what you said? Until the following Monday. So that another reason I'm coming back Motzi Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Then no one got a ticket. But it's a very simple way. I keep only 1 day. So instead of leaving Pesach, instead of leaving Tuesday night, I leave Monday night. I arrive Tuesday morning. It's still Yom Tov Sheni. So the people, it's more popular on Sukkot than on Pesach. More people go for Sukkot. It's more freilich on Sukkot. It's known both in Teaneck and in Five Towns. Simchas Torah morning, going to Hakafis, and their friends are coming out of their taxis. What are you doing? I keep 1 day. The falls probably came true. 1 day, you're in Teaneck. You're in Woodmere. Where do you wait 1 day? You see? I printed this in my sefer. After the Vekha Rabacha. I heard about it from Rabbanim, both from both of those communities. Well, Moicha, what's going on over here? You see? That's why I keep 2 days. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, I keep 2 days. Fasting, my son told me a fasting Chakira from Eli Baruch Finkel. Ah. Can I fulfill the mitzvah of Yigata Levincha? They say you can feel grandchildren are also good. Or even sons, I have sons there. If for me it's yontif, for them it's not. I'll make a second seder. My son comes. I happen to hold it. My son's over by mitzvah. There's no vigat l'mincha anymore. Only applies to people under by mitzvah. But my grandson's under by mitzvah. Should I ask him to come so I can be kind of mitzvah vigat l'mincha? For me it's yontif, for them it's not. Ah, yeshiva shel chakira. It's vigat l'mincha mitzvah. The father mitzvah. The son. Ah, kol chakira. I thought the answer was yes. I think Rabbi Yosef says yes. He goes back. A fascinating piece. I'll show it to you. I haven't asked. Mishulchan Rabbeinu. It's fascinating. Safe. Someone gave me the gift. Beautiful. Safe. It has 4 pages of this time. I mean, I love it. I gotta love it. Anyway, I have a different reason. I mentioned this once before, I think this year. The Shari Tshuva. The very beginning of Hilchos Netzilas Yadayim. I mean, I told you this once. I washed the old day. I was still in the office over there, and my wife always gave me a sandwich in those years. I opened up the bag. There's no sandwich. It was a heavy fruit, so I thought I'd mix it up. There was a guy who wanted to talk to me over lunch. I brought him a piece of paper. Please go to, what's it called? I don't know what store it's called. Buy me a roll. I gave him $1. Buy me a roll. Good. He bought me a roll. They made a motzi. We invite him. I told over the story in the shiur. This is still not building. Raise it. Yeah, but you didn't have to do that. Why not? Look at first Shari Shuvah, Nechus Atzilas Yodayim. Chamir Yosef Mikula. Opening Shari Shuvah, Simen Kuf, Nun, Ches, Sif, Aleph. Kosel V'rit B'chun, Chuvah V'mibayis. In Birch on Atzilas Yodayim, V'nimlach, Sholecho, Lohave, Brocha Levatolo. How do you like that? Why not? So I said the pshat, what my Rebbe used to say. The bracha is not a bracha sa mitzvah, it's a matir. The bracha was to matir me to eat bread. So I was butter to eat bread. Change my mind. What will happen? She'll make a bracha ala tefillah, and she'll get into a fight with her husband, and she'll fight with him for 3 weeks, and she's not going to be with him for the whole, won't even touch him for 3 weeks. Chas v'shalom, present company excluded. It's not a bracha levatola. She was mutter. Along the lines of this, that's my nekuda. All right, I think it's a nice little extra sharp piece. But the main piece is because there can be mezuzah in it, as I told you. Finally, kuf pei tes, course as follows: the Mara Kohen. The Mara Kohen is Rabbi Yitzchak Hakohen Reuben from Harnof, Baal Ocha Shabbos and other things. He's a Kohen. He's Mater Achilas Basar. Until then we saw it was also. He's matter. I like him. I like the matter. What's his lumbus? What's his lumbus? Watch this. Listen. Yeshe lechel achilas basar chagavna shagish kemeshet sinas atvila imipnei rabim. Who quoted? Dark Eid Shuvah Sivkot Kuf Mem Tes. V'nira, he says, he adds, Ein kamachlekes. Yeshef aneinu shneini don nefrodim. Aleph, hatsnah satvila. Beis, kovar abriyas. The mashakosa rabbi shor v'achrom v'shibol yalekim. No, Shaved a lady. She ain't in Lechel Bosa Kadelat's near Tvilos, ain't in actual Shimon Far says that Tvilos, yeah. Listen, Karelitz, Miss Bayesh, and Slo Chayeva, Simon and Mechilas Bosa, came and she covered our breers, Doch, and Minix Zeshel Menias Achilas Bosa. Ain't the Machlekis. The Yemen agrees, it's not a question of Pearson, and everybody agrees, covered our breers. Oh, that's great. I love it. So, how far do you go with that? Certain hachokas, we know hachokas is here. And Moshe the Tshuva Somei says, why should a woman be embarrassed that she's an idah? It shows that she's healthy. I don't know what Mrs. Feinstein has to say about that. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan said the women are lying and they have no argosh. I wonder what his wife had to say about that. But that's not on topic. Okay, Rabosai, let's now find our last sefer, the final sefer in this topic. Tomorrow is called Chafifa. I hope we can finish the sefer today. If not, we'll just finish it and start Chafifa into the Shia shortly. Yes, Ella.
Makes sense for Chazal to say to make a bracha against Yom Tov Sheni, but if Chazal never said to make a bracha, how could we say make a bracha so that you want to
Again, I'm throwing that in as an extra sniff. Right? The reason that they don't give my reason. They just say, the mice, you have to be tovel, you have to make a bracha. I don't know if that's such a great svar either. The best svar of all, I think, is my svar, the Shari Tshuva. She's a surah until now. Now she's a muteris.
Even though she's a surah, we still
think. But she was the maestah. She was a surah. Now she's a muteris.
You usually grab some mitzvahs. We don't say that.
Right.
Like if you're chayav mishum
sabik to vayshul chumrit yomik bachal. No, but the point over here is it's not in brachas a mitzvah. It's a brach on a matzav of a matir. Otherwise, why? How can you explain the ritual your way? I washed. I made alans yesterday, and I had to change my mind. What do you change your mind? You got to eat because you want to be a brach of a tola. Allah Mila, I'll change my mind. I'm not going to do the bris milah. Are you crazy? You have to do the bris milah. That's what there's some people who say you don't make a bracha on kiddushin because you may change your mind. She may change her mind.
That's the gather of the mit, the gather of the din, the chazal gave you was to matter yourself. Fine, saying, but that doesn't mean that it's that doesn't mean that you can make a bracha when it's only matter yourself. The same way you don't make even though suffik derash lachomer, even if it's a din deraisa, you don't make a bracha on that because it's betara suffik.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not happy that way.
I hear what you're saying.
On a shechita of an animal that was nafla in your suffik tree, if we don't make a bracha.
Right.
So it's also a matter of
Okay. Anyway, good. I'm just saying it's very hard to tell a woman to go to mikvah without making a bracha because it's hard. Maybe in certain cases you have to do it. Okay. Now we're starting with this beautiful, beautiful sefer as much as time allows. We begin on page 271. I found something fascinating. Fascinating. Watch this. He quotes the Vilna Gaon. Which I don't know. I thought we learned the Siman Be'im. I thought. Could you please open to the Vilna Gaon, Sivkot and Yud? You know, the more you learn, the more you see you don't know. Not surprising. Kuf Sivkot and Yud. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Also Lotvilo. Says the Goyim. Kanal Sefalf. Ein Rashi. Shama Kormas. V'af Algav the Rashi Lishitoso. Listen carefully. Shepiresh the Ein Chatzitza Bibosa. We had understood Rashi a little bit differently. Maybe chatzitza b'basa even a miut. He's no. Rashi is no chatzitza b'basa at all. We weren't focused on that pshat in Rashi. Wow. Only on say. No, didn't we focus on the opposite sheet when we learned the sugya? Is that what Rashi really means? Tosis cholkam alav. Poskim, more than Rov Poskim the Rashi, the Rov said Belchud, Chod. That's the Gaon. I don't remember saying that Rashi. I didn't remember reading it that way. He goes weiter than that. Unbelievable. Quotes over here. This we did speak about. Quotes from a sefer that we didn't quote. I don't think even once the whole time. A sefer called the Poseach Habayis. Who's that? Who's that? Excuse me, Pesach Habayis. You know who wrote Pesach Habayis? Old Zvav speculates that even those posts can consider hair an entity of its own regarding a measurement of a majority, would concede that Chatzitza covering all of the hair is not comparable to Chatzitza covering all the body. We quote this from Reb Chaim. I think that the Vart of Kulo. So you're not in the water at all. Here, you're in the water. So there's no din of kula by seir. That we did quote. No? I'm pretty sure we quoted that. Quotes from the Pesach Habayis. The logic, as we said, all is no worse than most. Rather, if one is completely covered by a foreign object, it is as if one is not immersed in the water at all. See Chutshani, page 274. So all the hair is now no different than the majority of the hair. We spoke about this a while ago. Okay. Goes back to the next page. 273. Watch this. This is what this is the enigma for me. Listen carefully. Watch this. Listen carefully. Sharei Tevila 34 brackets. That's an interesting point raised by Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. There's a chatzitza which one is not makbid about, and therefore bundles of the body become as if it was part of the body, or is it merely not a chatzitza? If there's an object on the body that this one does not mind, but there's another object on the first one which one does mind, there's a second chatzitza. For example, here's my example. This is not what it says in the Shari'ah we saw yesterday. If a woman has a cast, which in some case would not be considered a chatzitza, but there's some paint on the cast, the chatzitza. So the quantum shlem was avnei, it should be no. But we read in the sefer, he said the answer was yes. That was the way we saw that yesterday. Already. The chatzitza kilcha, whatever. Tarka, he asked the same question. He says it the way I said it. Anyway, the kitzer, I just wanted to point out, he says the same thing that I said, according to it, should be mutter. Not the way it's printed in the sefer, but the way he said it, the way I say it, two against one. I don't know. He wrote the sefer. I don't know. Okay, fine. We have on page 275.
You can see the gedder is less than regular.
Right. That's what Yoshev said, whatever that meant. I don't know about it either. Okay. We have over here, what if most women mind, and you don't mind? So, of course, we're machmer in that shaila. Okay? What will happen if most women don't mind, and you mind? So, we pass on also the chumrah, right? But watch. But watch. What will happen if most women would not mind? You do mind. What's it then? So, the Taz has a following chiddush in Sivkot and Beis. I wasn't so focused on this either. New things, you know. You miss things. I don't remember focusing on this before. So right at the beginning, Taz Sivkot and Beis. He says like this: Im derech bnei adam nira bir lashon zeh. Derech bnei adam lahakpid al zeh afal pisha ein rov bnei adam lahakpidin rak tzosan. I never thought that way. V'zu ha'isha regil lahakpid gam ken al zeh b'pamim acherim rak she'achshav enem akpedes. Was a combination of two factors. O afilu enem akpedes b'shum pam rov bnei adam lahakpidin al zeh kotzitz. Avle mixes bnei adam lahakpidin v'zu enem akpedes li'olam lo'avi chatzitza. The basics, I understand, he created a new category. He made up a new category. What's a new category? He says, some people, and you are makbid at other times, that makes a chatzitza. Where did that combination come from? Why? Sidrei Tara disagrees. Why should it be that way? Take a look. Where did that combination come from? Where does it come from? We missed this boat last time. I don't remember seeing this at all. Sidrei Tara. Sivkot and Dalet. Quotes of Taz Rabbeinu. Yeah? Where do you get it from? Bnei Adam lahakpid. Meaning, ain't there Bnei Adam lahakpid al zeh? Al pishim akperes al zeh lepam im acheros, filhochi elo chayitz. Ain't pushim uchu klal. El the masha kosev atur shumanoch, in derech Bnei Adam lepam im, means we're all Bnei Adam. That's how the Beis Yosef and the Bach understood the tour. And then he says at the end, I feel ain't akperes al of ata, who are then the gam Bnei Adam ain't akperes al of ata, filhochi chayitz. Rove all them, and I'm Machmid, and she's Machmid, then we're not discussing that at all. No Maribus is there. But it's also a problem. So this whole combination of the Taz, he thinks it's incorrect. I didn't pay attention to it last time around. Of course, over here, from the Achiezer. Response Achiezer maintains that if most observant women mind the substance, but non-observant women who are the majority do not mind the substance? No. Want to give a guess? It's either you guess right or guess wrong. He says, it is not considered a chatzitza. Unclear about non-Jewish women. What I think he's driving at is halachic pedis shouldn't count. So if all the average woman, you feel what I'm saying? Halachic pedis, that's what I think is based upon Achiezer. Fine. Now it comes as a little bit more entertainment, as I used the word yesterday. Sifu Zion, once again, Shlomo Vilna comes into one of his... God, when he gets involved, it's always Freilich. Sifu Zion. Told about Seva. right? Die. Yeah. Watch the Machsa Shekel over here. Here we go. Machsa Shekel. It's found on the it's going here on Sif Yudalit on the Rambo. Imimakperet hafilu d'vdava lach chotes. That's the machlokos that we showed and we spoke about. Right, so over here, the Mordechai. It's not makbid. Makbid is a problem. If we rubo, ain't makbid chotetz. But Tois and Chulin disagree. They say, water goes through. And Moses worried about the Mordechai. Or you can suggest in brackets, hold the rabbos of Sharashi. Called the makbel afili berofi the other people maya become a kam chotetz. That's a chiddush. No one holds that way. Fine. We're going on. And the hakshas psochah dav samechay. Here's where the pilgrim starts. Right, over by Pesach with Beis Nisan already. Psochim is in Yana Deoma. There it says lachu v'ena chotetz. After osam avikulo. To call a regal omen al dover achotetz. Blood. I told you the story of Cook and of Chaim Sonderfeld. Proof is in blood. They thought it was, wow, give me a cloth, give me a bracha, it should be a kohen to do the avod in the base of Mikdash. If a kula afil ena mag mechosim in a Torah. Al v'emes ha'lesa. Ta dover poshet. The Mordechai lo kosef kein rakni et tefila de mayim de vare lo ayla afila davalach. The bechol tefila she adam tovel inu geir bekol amayim b'besaro. Rak amayim she sabe vaguf v'im kein im ika davalach al b'besaro. Ein amayim shel amik v'yochol ligash b'mokam ahu. Aval hosam im pesachim samachay ika rak pei dehu she yiraglo shel koyin no geir b'ritzba hadavah poshet. The end of a lach mafsik keneged a regel. The end of a lach mafsik ben shnei dvorim gushim. It's a double poshet. V'yei lehoshiv al zeh mi'amishnah lemelech pek beiz milchus avodah svei kippur. Then stop it. B'tam hasibug shel yachar atfila. T'yef shedahu mishum. Chatzitza. V'yaf tohosam gamkin u ben shnei dvorim gushim. T'kfor nishma mishnah lemelech b'yasam mizeh v'kosa d'shem yiyev mayim. Mavdilim, ben abeged v'chule, kavanosa b'zeh, ula yigro mayadei, zed lo yilbo shabegodim, mehudok ava b'soro, kmo beruach, v'duk. V'sefer b'rechei Yosef, b'ir dvarav da aftlo avi chatzitza, mikom mekom lo mikri, al ayan sham, u'tmihani, tim kein, kabe chalitza, me'al raglo, tiposlo me'dover lach al raglo, the Ramah says it should make it dry, but it's only a chumra b'yalma. The kid says it to himself. Ad kam mirava gadol of shlom akon mivilna. He has always pilpulim, which are fascinating. And it got into this because the printer was friendly with him. That's my understanding. Okay, let's go on. The Sidrei Tara also knows about this Gemara Pesachim Samachay. See, it's made in the Yama. Pesachim. Chodesh Nisan. This is Sidrei Tara, Siv Katan Nun Beis. Here we go. Kosei Machlokes. Watch. Tzorach Le'iyun. He's calling the Tshuva. Shvus Yaakov. Rabbi Yeruchim, Mishum nosel liyos shaychet ol katsa viyodav tamim luchos bedam. And a chotzit, shirob le'um nosel suena makbinim. Kosher. Psochem samachem and beis. Shevach ulev ne'aran shiyech larach v'seyem bedam. Maksha shaz avichatzitza. Lachem en a chotzit. Mashva. Diyav v'shuav shum nosel bekach. V'shevach ulohem. V'kol v'kol makbinim azev v'chotzitzin. How do you like that kasha? Dafka big though which in Macpedim. Bnei Umnus. I will besor our feeling Mish Umnus of Bekar Macpedim will be Shosh and other Lacha. Wow! Knock it off and offer it in the Machaber. Based on his Kasha. For the Nia Saiti lo Kosha Midi. The Masha Kosha Vidocha Gloma came in the Sorach Akar and Lamana Ritzpa of Lichatitza. Havi Ruba Shen of Macpedim. Zelo Havi Ruba Mamish. Ein Kan Shum Dochak. Divided the Kenu, came in the Surah Lama Baragal Bilichatzitza Serego, Nidon Liatzmo. He was saying the foot is only part of the body. No! The unit here is the foot, not the body. Vichi Heche de Betfilas Kolaguf, Azinibus Arova Guf, Hokinami Baraglayim, Azinibus Arova Raglayim, Nitilas Yadayim. Right? The post will say, Rova Yad is a problem. It's called in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samach Aleph. Came in and saw the tefillah al ayad. Shemachid yidon the asa bas rubas the aslinon. Here too, the regel. Rov the aslinon. Afshin rov a guf. I says, "Lo goes the shus be mikdash kai gavna." No, it's an offer the gemara in Yevamis. Norchas muberish in the skyra. Kamel keruba in a makad echos min haTorah. I mean, keruba. Here has a kula filah in a makad echos min haTorah. Came in chasitz the regel yidon the asma. Hika chatzitza chol a regel, ha'ocha like we're saying b'dam, chayitz min ha'torah if you're in a makbid. The Gemara has a kvala, no entrance for mikdash. Uva lava achi, there are two kinds of chatzitza. One got the dam and nidik baragleya, and the dam al pnei kol shetach ritzpas ha'azara. How you poke him ha'azara, because you spash the dam b'chol ritzpas ha'azara. Ne'er the makbas ha'dam, shal b'ever regleyim, and got chatzitza, came in she'en olel mir ta'guf, according to you. For lo kabbal olel, Tell him the Gabi Aguf, Abba Makas Adam Shal Gabi Akarka Azara Havi Chatzitza. Fuluye Eishir Ragel Nekim the Gamri. Filuachi Yikin Chatzitza Yedei Adam Shal Gabi Acharitzpa. Vadaim Elo Omen Al Gabi Akelen. The Mashmurich Al Gabi Acharitzpa. Vada Lelav Pipusata. Is that Pushin? No, no, Kapele. It's not on the floor. The kids. Fascinating, no? So this, I got this all from here. From Rabbi Forst, Shlita. He knows about all these things. I didn't know about these things. I didn't know about it. Okay. Quotes over here. The Svara Kalusha. That a chola is a sugma fnei atzma. Like a bnei umnus. What do you do with a retia, with an egget? What do you do? And a woman who doesn't need dough, she's a gvir, buys in the bakery. It's not a separate sug either. Not that men are different than women. That we saw. We saw it in Shulchan Aruch. It's based upon the enough in the Tosefta. Or Pnuyos are different than the Suos, as we saw. That, yes. Okay. Now page 277. We're making progress. We're not going to finish this today. I thought we were going to finish this today. Way off in my judgment. Way off. Not the first time. Okay. Page 274. Let's just finish a few more things. Page 274. As the following. No, 277. He quotes situations of a temporary, we just saw it before a few minutes ago, a Moshe with this, Zichron Yosef, is that on there temporarily. Temporarily to Sakona. So Rav Shlomo Kohen Mivilna said it's considered a chatzitza. We saw about that already yesterday. He said, not everyone agrees. Quotes over here as follows. Shiurei Shemit Alevi suggests an interesting distinction, okay, between something that one cannot remove because of danger, something one wishes to have because of danger, and removing it. A metal shard, we saw you yesterday. You don't want it there. Cotton in the ear, you want it there. First, it's a chatzitza. Second, it's not considered a chatzitza. That's a kula of the Shua Shevet Halevi. Important kula. And he quotes from the Sidrei Tara, Sivkotin, Chav Gimel, who suggests this. If you want it on, and it's painful to remove, it's not a chatzitza. Not a chatzitza. That's what he suggests. It's not a chatzitza. Even according to the Machmirim, let's see if I can find it quickly. Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Here we are. Vesukha Shali al Ashach, etc. Grashchin or Grav or Oshem, Ein Lahokel, Gavalt. He says no. He says that you don't really want it there. You don't want it. But something which you do want, that's different. That's what the quotes here from the Sidrei Tara and others to be more lenient. Even according to the Taz, Sivkot Yudalad, the famous citation. Oh my goodness gracious. Ishto the Samikutsi, Ishto Shemar Arak. Arak? Different versions, who it was. Hoysa Tzvichol Amma B'fadam Aruma, Sheroa Shalohaya Gravalea. Shalhoya Mamala Shoysa Mesira, Shoysa Nara Vekoyavla, Khinotha Sami Kutsu the Ishto, even the Sami Kutsi would be made of something that she wants on her. She wants on her. And he suggests something which we spoke about. I didn't see it. He quotes it from the Sidrei Tara. I didn't see it beferish. I suggested it on my own. Maybe we quoted it from him, but it's not really there. As follows. This is, I think we mentioned this svara once before. When it comes to makbid, it depends on her mindset. When it passes to Hanu Revise, it depends on the reality. Even though you think it's a problem, but if you're wrong, you cannot apply Hanu Revise. He quotes it from the Sidrei Tara end of Sivkot and Chavov. I didn't see it beferish over there. Let me just give you where he quotes it over here. He writes as follows. Writes as follows. He talks about the svara of a life-threatening need. Dangerous to remove renders it something that one does not mind. This applies only to a case where the existing danger and the effectiveness of the substance are fairly certain. Watch this. Sidrei Tara, end of 1:26. It would seem that although one may do a malacha on Shabbos when even a remote chance of danger exists, safek pikuach nefesh, a substance needed only for a davar sakana is a chatzitza. The issue here is not whether or not one should apply their substance. One must try anything to avoid even a doubt of danger and even violate Shabbos in doing so. Thus, one should violate the Shabbos to apply the substance. However, the question is whether or not the substance is considered part of our body. We cannot consider the substance natural to our body, revise, unless it is assumed necessary to protect it from a fairly certain danger. So revise depends upon the reality. Kepeda depends on our chashash. Follow what I'm saying? I think that's a good distinction. We'll have to stop here. B'tashem, tomorrow we will have the last part of this.